Hello, can you
Hello.
hear me? Hey, how you doing, sir?
Yeah. How are
Hey,
you?
my how you doing? Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling for opinion research. We are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
Who's conducting the survey? What
I'm sorry?
organization? What organization?
Well, we are an independent research company in Miami, Florida, that is conducting the survey.
Okay, go ahead. Hold on a
All
second,
right.
let me turn the radio down. What's your name again?
Steve. All right. So today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Let me see. Just need to ask you a couple questions right now. Will you prefer this to take the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Sorry about that question. It's a little
No, it's
interesting.
okay. I understand.
Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
It's just too male.
All right, thank you. In which state do you currently reside?
New York.
Thank you, sir. Can you please provide us with your zip code?
10941.
Thank you. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
All right, thank you. What is your year of birth?
1941.
Thank you, sir. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you, sir. What is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaskan, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Human being, white. I
All
guess they call
right.
me Caucasian. Why do we divide ourselves like this, you know?
That's crazy.
Anyway, go ahead.
Next one. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or Democratic Party, or neither?
Try the Republican, I guess.
All right. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I think each vote has power, so give it a 10.
Thank you, sir. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided?
Donald Trump.
All right. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Republican or Democrat?
Well, the way things are going, probably a Republican.
Okay, thank you, sir. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I will read each statement. So the first one says, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Second one says, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Third one, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. From those three statements, from which one do you think is
I guess
closest to your home? Thank you.
first one, yeah.
Thank you. Next one, it says, based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortions legally? The first one is abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Second statement, abortion is legal and available with some restriction in New York. Next one is abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. The next one is abortion is totally banned in New York. And the last one is not sure.
I think the first one, I think it's a bandit. You know, it's available to anybody.
All
Yeah, I
right,
don't
thank
think
you,
there are
sir.
any restrictions in New York. I haven't had one, so, and I wouldn't. Unless I, anyway.
All right, thank you. Sorry, next one says, how concerned are you? I think, what was your question?
Where are you calling from?
Oh, our company is in Miami, Florida.
Okay, yeah.
And
what's your background? You had a Cuban background?
My dad is Hispanic.
So what Hispanic? I'm nosy.
like some.
I have a lot of Hispanic friends, you know, in my church.
I think this guy, I think he's like from Central America.
Okay.
And yeah.
I was in Peru a few years ago.
Oh, you were on vacation or you were working?
No, just a vacation, yeah.
Oh, yeah, pretty, love it. Pretty good. It's pretty good to go.
So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No worries, no worries. So next one is, how concerned are you about the abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, neither concerned or unconcerned, not very concerned, not concerned at all?
Neither concerned. I'm not very concerned, no.
All right, thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about the ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard a little?
I've heard a little.
Oh, okay. Heard only a little. Thank you. Based on what you know now, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided or will not vote on the ballot measure?
I think it would depend on how it's worded. I would, I don't go for abortion up to the 12th month. I think there should be some kind of restriction. So I don't know if that helps you out or not. But.
So, right. Kind of undecided.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. And let me ask you, if you had to choose, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I don't know. Undecided. It depends on the way it's worded, as I said.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Here's the text of proposal measure number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November 2024 elections. It adds certain protections to the state bill of rights. So it reads, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disabilities, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. So the first one says, a yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the rights to abortion, or are you undecided or will not vote on the ballot measure?
Could you read it to me again, please?
Let me see. I think I can. Give me a second. Sir.
You're on your computer, I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me go back to that one. There we go.
You know, the Constitution guarantees freedom
from
discrimination. Again, that's the Constitution guarantees us freedom from discrimination. So I, you know.
I need to read a little bit more on that one. Let me see. Okay, so I can read it once again to you. The ballot, it reads, adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. So
I don't like that. I don't like it at all. They can squeeze too much in there.
So on that one, will you vote like a no? Or
I wouldn't vote. I wouldn't vote for it. No.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Indulging me.
No worries, sir. So next one, it reads, what values are behind your current decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick two values that best describes the values behind your decision from the following list. So these are some statements, and you can let me know which of those two which of those two values are behind your current decision to vote no. So the first one reads empathy. The second one, protecting lives of unborn children. Third one, personal responsibility. Fourth, faith in God. Fifth, goes too far. Sixth, safety. Seventh, responsibility to women. Eight, parental rights. Nine, distrust of government. Tenth, family. Which of those two values are the ones you're behind for your current decision to vote no?
Well, boy, a lot in there. Religion, value of family. You know,
okay.
I don't know.
And religion, you say?
I think it's including too much. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state? Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
No, it makes no difference.
It makes no difference. Thank you. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for this candidate?
It makes no difference, no.
Okay.
I'm not a one-issue man.
All right. Thank you, sir. Next one is Reese. If you learn a candidate for political office oppose the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood? All right.
No, it makes no difference.
To the best of your knowledge, the Republican wants abortion to be legal and accessible nationally. Want a national ban on abortion without exception. Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or one state to decide on their own abortion laws. So, to the best of your knowledge, which of those do you think the Republican wants?
I don't know. I just guess it's the way it's got it, the Supreme Court's got it. The states can decide, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. So you want the state to decide on their own abortion laws?
Read them to me again, please. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. The first one reads, want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally. Second one, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions. Third one, want abortion to be illegal nationally without some exceptions. The fourth, want state to decide on their own abortion laws.
Yeah, I think it's want it to be the legally with exceptions.
Oh.
Legal with exceptions, yeah.
Oh, okay. One abortion to be illegal without nationally with some. All right, thank you.
Yeah, like late, and I wouldn't want late term abortion, no. Unless it was critical for the life of the mother, you know, or whatever. You know, common sense would call it out. You know,
thank you, sir. Thank you. So the next one is the same thing, but this is for the Democrats. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats, and the first one says, want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally. Second one, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions. Third one, want abortion to be illegal nationally without some exceptions. And the fourth, want states to decide on their own abortion laws.
Yeah, they won it nationally, I believe.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. Next one. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Or the second one, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Third one, want abortion to be illegal nationally without some, with some exceptions? Well, the fourth one, want states to decide on their own abortion laws.
I don't know. I get the way I look at it. It would be available nationally with some exceptions. Available nationally with exceptions.
Wow. Thank you, sir. Let me see. When thinking about who to vote for the race for United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinions on the issues of abortion? If it's the first one, it says a requirement. One of the requirement, I will not vote for a candidate who does not share my opinions on abortion. The second one, you think is very important. The second one is somewhat important. Fourth is neutral, neither important nor unimportant.
Neutral, neither important or unimportant. Yeah.
All right, thank you, sir. When thinking about who to vote in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? The same thing, a requirement. The first one is I will not vote for candidates who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. The second one, very important. Third one, somewhat important. Fourth, neutral, neither important nor unimportant. And fifth, somewhat,
yes. Right. You know, Margaret Stanger years ago put forth this abortion thing to limit the population, the black population. Did you know that? Yeah, in history books. Research. And then, yeah, it's to hurt the black population that's originally put forth, and she pushed it. So now it becomes a source of contention in the country rather than people making up their own minds as to what's right or wrong. I mean, anyway, don't mind me. And she proposed it because as a method of birth control, that was the thing for the black community. And I thought that was disgraceful. They use it as a method of birth control. It's terrible. So anyway, go ahead.
Just on the black people, just on the black community, or nationwide?
Well, she proposed it, you know, pushed forth pushed it as a method of birth control for the black population. She was not black, by the way. She was just a bigot.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, and so look at our population now. You know, a lot of people have used birth control as a, I mean, abortion as a method of birth control, and our population is going down. Well, before we had the importation, you know. Anyway, don't mind me.
All right. Something new. I need to go and do some research on her.
You know, we're not replacing ourselves. Families are smaller too. So, anyway, go ahead, my friend.
All right, and sorry. Next one is. Reese, you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes plans to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in a miscarriage, banning abortions nationwide. Next one is banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortions access through the mail. Based on what we just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called the Project 2025? Do you feel the first one is very favorable, second one somewhat favorable, third neutral, neither favorable nor unfavorable, fourth
correct,
somewhat?
Neither favorable or unfavorable. Okay. At this point, I don't understand it that well.
Okay, thank you. So next one is, if you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood?
Makes no difference at this stage.
Thank you, sir.
I have to agree with
that. Oh, yes, thank you. Now, here are some statements made by people who support the Republicans. And so these are statements. For people who supported the Republicans and opposed the abortion ballot measure, please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for the Republican candidate and no on the ballot measure. So the first statement reads, science tells us the unborn babies are humans, beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expression, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Regarding this statement, how will you feel? Are you very convinced? Is a very convincing reason to vote for this candidate, to support this, or somewhat convincing reason, or not a very convincing reason?
Yeah, I know scientifically it's the unborn child, even at the early stages, feels pain. So that's why this business of abortion is so hard. You know, I mean, I'm a great grandparent. You know, I've got 10 grandchildren and 2 great grandchildren and four adult children of my own, and each one is a precious soul. So I don't know. I think it's a shame that we're emphasizing this sort of thing. And I've interrupted you, but that's, you know.
No, you have to give your own, you know, your own thoughts on this also. So it's good. So, yeah, that's why the survey, so the people that are conducting this survey can see how a lot of people feel. So for this one, you will be that is a very convincing reason to vote for this person. To support the Republican who opposed the abortion ballot, or somewhat convincing, or not a very convincing, or not a convincing reason at all.
I don't know. You put me not neutral at this.
Oh.
This stage of the game, I just, you know, I don't know enough about the ballot and how I'd have to study it a bit, you know.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, are we finished?
Oh, sorry. Almost. These are the last ones, last questions. So what I would say for you is not a convincing reason at all, then?
What's that?
This was the first statement I read to you. Sorry, I had to choose one of those. Or you just give me from 1 to 4, and I just choose the number you say.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to do this. Could you repeat the question? I go off at 10.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Yeah, I had to choose one of those options regarding that statement. I know, like you say, is you need to do a little bit more research, but I just need to choose on one of those answers. Is this a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Not a convincing reason, no.
Thank you, sir. Sorry, next statement. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republican who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk, or someone is raped, or the victim is victim of incest.
Yes.
Regarding this statement, do you think it's a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
That's a good reason.
Very convincing reason?
Yes, I think so.
Thank you, sir. Next one is abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let states determine abortion policies, not a president in Congress. Do you think that statement is very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
I don't know. Kind of a toss-up on that.
Oh, okay. So not a convincing reason at all.
No, I guess not.
All right. Thank you, sir. So I'll read two statements. Here are some statements made by people who support the Democrats. So I'm just, after this one, is just the last question there, like just your opinion reasons. Sorry. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. So this one is for the Democrats, also statements. So the first one reads, if Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancy. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measures, and making sure Republicans aren't available to enact Project 2025. So regarding this statement, do you think the first one is very convincing reason, second, somewhat convincing reason, third, not a very convincing reason, or fourth, not a convincing reason at all?
Fourth.
Thank you. Next statement is, for all women in our lives, we have responsibility to fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Regarding this statement, the first one is this a very convincing reason? Second one, somewhat convincing reason. Third one, not a very convincing reason. Or fourth, not a convincing reason at all?
I think the third one, yeah. I probably shouldn't be bouncing back and forth, but, you know.
Like you say, it's a tough decision on this one also. Thank you, sir. So no matter how we're on the last questions, no matter how frequently you vote on the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
Well, I hope it's got a lot of power, but this is New York.
So that would be like a 10?
Yeah, I think I'd say it's got a lot of power. Who knows?
Thank you, sir. If you know, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, or undecided?
Donald Trump, I'm sure.
Thank you, sir. If the elections were held today, for who will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion. Are you undecided or will not vote on the ballot measures?
I don't know the ballot measures. You mean this vote on the national convention? National?
For the ballot that we read earlier, that for the abortions, will you vote yes on that one or vote no? Or are you undecided? Remember the ballot read the anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender, identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. So with that, on that ballot, will you vote yes, no, or undecided?
It depends on the wording, and I guess. The wording of that.
All right, thank you, sir.
You can put me down. You know, I can see.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry, but.
Oh, no worries, no worries. But if you have to choose, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or will you vote, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. No worries, no worries. I know it's a long way off, but if November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Republican or the Democrat?
That depends on who they are, but probably the way things are going in the economy and stuff, probably a Republican.
Thank you, sir. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I've got my bachelor's.
All right. Thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
I'm married. Married.
Okay. Thank you. And are you parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No. Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, four, something else?
I'm born a man. I'm straight.
Sorry about that question. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else?
Yeah, it was Trump.
All right, let me see. Last year in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine also.
I'd rather not give it up.
Okay, let's see. Okay, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I know some of those questions were a little bit repetitive, but thank you once again for answering those questions. I know so tough spot some of those questions also. Thank you once again, sir, and thank you for helping us out. Help us out.
Okay. Good care. God bless you.
You too.
Enjoy your family.
You too. Bye-bye.